Investing in real estate or stocks is a personal choice that depends on your financial situation, how much you want to risk, and your investment style. Hey, San Antonio, I'm Robert Ott with RE/MAX North San Antonio, and today's topic is discussing which is a better investment, real estate or stocks. So if you are still on the fence of which area you want to put your money, then listen to this podcast. We will go over some of the pros and cons of both real estate and stocks. Welcome back, San Antonio. As most of you know, we are in a crazy seller's market right now, and San Antonio has so many investors throughout the United States that are wanting to get into this market. At least three times a week, I get a phone call from an investor from California or Austin looking for the right multifamily property in San Antonio that gives them the right cap rate and cash flow that they're looking for. So as I said in the beginning, investing in real estate or stocks is a personal choice that depends on your financial situation, how much you want to risk, and your investment style. It's safe to assume that more people invest in the stock market, perhaps because it doesn't take much time or money to buy stocks. If you're buying real estate, you're going to have to put and save down a substantial amount of money. When you buy real estate, you acquire physical land or property. Most real estate investors make money by collecting rents, which can provide a steady income stream, and through appreciation as the property's value goes up. For many prospective investors, real estate is appealing because it's a tangible asset that can be controlled, with the added benefit of diversification. Real estate investors can buy a property, own something concrete for which they can be accountable. There are a number of considerations for investors when choosing between investing in stocks or buying real estate as an investment. So let's talk about the returns and risks of real estate versus stocks. Investing in the stock market makes the most sense when you pair it with benefits that boost your returns, such as a company matching in a 401k, but those perks are not always available and there is a limit to how much you can benefit from them. Investing in the stock market independently can be an unpredictable, and the return on investment is often lower than expected. Some of the risks of real estate versus stocks is that the housing bubble and bank crisis of 2008 brought a decline in the value of investors in the real estate and the stock markets, and the COVID-19 crisis is doing it all over again. Still, it's important to remember that stocks and real estate have very different risks overall. As an investor, you may want and need to consider hiring a contractor to handle the repairs and renovations of your flip, or maybe a property manager to kind of oversee the upkeep of your rental. This will cut into your bottom line, but it does reduce your time spent overseeing your investment. The stock market is subject to several different kinds of risks, like the market, economic, and inflation risks. First, stock values can be extremely volatile when they're priced subject to fluctuations in the market. Let's just say, for instance, a company has operations in another country. Well, this foreign division is subject to the laws and rules of that nation. But if that country's economy has problems or there's any political troubles arise like we see on the news, that company stock may suffer. Okay, here are some things just to consider when it comes to the real estate and the risks associated with it. So the most important risk that people miss is that real estate requires a lot of research. It's not something that you can kind of go into casually and expect immediate results and returns. Real estate is not an asset that easily liquidated and it can't be cashed in quickly. This means you can't cash it in when you're in a bind. For home flippers or those who kind of own their rental properties, there are risks that come with handling repairs and managing rentals. Some of the main issues you'll come across are the costs, not to mention the time and the headache of having to deal with the tenants. And you may not be able to put them off if there's an emergency either. Stocks are also subject to the economic cycle as well as policies, regulations, tax revisions, or even in the interest rates set by that country's central bank. So jumping into the real estate side of things, real estate investors have the ability to gain leverage on their capital and take advantage of substantial tax benefits. Although real estate is not nearly as liquid as the stock market, the long-term cash flow provides that passive income and that promise of appreciation. Despite this, it's important to consider the amount of money that goes into real estate investments, right? You'll need to have the ability to secure a down payment and financing if you're not making an all-cash deal. Since real estate isn't as liquid, you can't rely on selling your properties immediately when there may be a need for you to do that. Some other disadvantages include the cost of associating with property management and the investment of time that goes into the repairs and maintenance like we talked about before. So just to kind of reiterate, the pros of real estate is passive income, tax advantages, hedge against inflation, and the ability to leverage. Some of the cons are that it takes a little bit more work than buying stocks. There's a high transaction cost, and appreciation isn't guaranteed if you haven't done your research. So now talking about the stocks. So for many investors, it does not take a huge amount of cash to get started in the stock market, making it an appealing option for a lot of people out there. Unlike real estate, stocks are liquid and can generally easily be bought and sold, so you can rely on them in case of an emergency. And with so many stocks and ETFs to choose from, it can be easy to build kind of a well-diverse portfolio. But remember, stocks tend to be more volatile, leading to a more risky investment, especially if you panic sell, which you see that a lot out in the world. Because when you have your money in the stock, you're watching it every single day, it kind of becomes an obsession. And if you see it drop a little bit, I see this happen a ton where people will panic sell. Remember, selling your stocks may also result in a capital gains tax or making your tax burden much heavier. So unless you have a lot of money in the market, your holdings may not be able to grow as much. So think about it. So when looking into both real estate and stocks, both present risks and rewards. As a real estate agent and someone who works a lot with many investors, I truly believe that real estate is the ideal way to diversify your investment portfolio and, with the proper research, reduce risks and maximize your returns. So if you are looking to get into the San Antonio area, a hidden gem for investors is the east side of downtown. Most of you out there know the Riverwalk, you know the Pearl, the Tower of the Americas, and the Alamo Dome. What you might not know is there is a pocket not less than a mile away from the Riverwalk that is showing a ton of potential growth. This pocket is the neighborhood of Denver Heights. It is centrally located in downtown San Antonio, and the prediction between builders and agents is that this location in the next 3 to 5 years will catch up to the rest of the downtown prices, such as the Pearl and Southtown. So if you are looking to invest in San Antonio, this is it. Right now, this is the area you really want to look at. Okay, that is it for now, San Antonio. I like to throw those hidden investment gems in the end of my podcasts. So if you like this podcast, please share it with a friend. And don't forget to follow me on any of the social medias. I'll be sending out a lot of tips and tricks and investment opportunities on all my channels, but including this podcast also. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.